Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. California plans to borrow about $5 billion next week to protect itself in case the federal government defaults on its debt. State Treasurer Bill Lockyer says he's asked a select group of banks, credit unions, and investment funds to prepare bids for bridge loans. He says he's trying to guard against the potential for the political impasse in Washington, D.C. to affect federal funding of health care and education. The state will accept and award bids on Tuesday, unless the president and Congress reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling before then. Remember Pasadena-based IndyMac, one of the biggest banking failures in U.S. history? With its massive portfolio of bad mortgage loans, IndyMac was a hot potato the FDIC couldn't unload for 8 months until finally it sold to a group of investors, high-powered investors like George Soros, who made a killing several times on the currency markets, and John Paulson, who famously bet against subprime mortgages ahead of the housing bust. As it turns out, they did well on the IndyMac deal, too. Less than 3 years later, the bank they formed, OneWest, is now the second most profitable bank in the country. Richard Clough has dug up the details in a provocative report published in the Los Angeles Business Journal.
When you've got a bank as large as IndyMac was, at the time of its failure, it had $31 billion in assets, which is pretty large for, you know, what is ultimately a community bank. And even though it was loaded with a lot of bad loans, the final terms of the sale were $13.9 billion. That's not even the amount that the ownership group ultimately paid, but when you think about it, they got a huge, huge loan portfolio for really, really cheap. And then on top of that, they entered into a deal whereby the government is going to reimburse them for a lot of their losses for the next decade.
How well has the bank that these investors formed called OneWest done over the last 2 years?
Oh, it's astonishing. They from day one were earning huge profits. They've earned about $2.5 billion in the just over 2 years since they launched, which is really mind-boggling for what is right now a community bank. And any way you look at it, it's just really surprising. You know, no other bank that's headquartered here in Southern California can even come close. I mean, when you're talking multi-billion-dollar profit in the neighborhood of some of the biggest banks in the country.
The FDIC has changed the rules. This kind of thing is unlikely to happen again, right?
Oh, it's almost certainly not going to happen again. The FDIC seemed to realize right away that they had made a mistake and changed the rules so that private equity buyers had to hold a lot more capital than traditional bank buyers. The FDIC was in a really tough position because if they sold off to private equity buyers and banks did too well, then it makes it look like the FDIC dropped the ball. If the banks don't do well enough, then the FDIC could be left with another mess to clean up a few years down the line.
Is it fair to say the FDIC got played?
Well, that seems to be what a lot of people think. I mean, there's a feeling, especially looking back at that period, that the FDIC was just overmatched by the private equity investors. They didn't have a long history of dealing with them, and in an effort to get more capital into the industry and to find more buyers for these failed banks, they opened it up and invited them in. But there was a lot of skepticism about what private equity is trying to get out of this. You know, they don't have a history of running companies long term. The typical MO for a private equity investor is to buy cheap, to increase the value of the company, and then to sell out within a couple of years.
What do the investors at OneWest Bank have to say?
Well, there's a lot of Wall Street guys behind this, and if you want to find out what they have to say, it's not easy. They aren't the most forthcoming with the media, and in fact, when I was reporting on this, I was asked specifically to stop inquiring with each of the firms that did take a stake in this. John Paulson actually recently told some of his associates, reportedly said that OneWest has been one of his most profitable investments in the past year or so.
These profits are essentially above board, are essentially legal if unorthodox.
They are, actually. Nobody is seems to be claiming that the investors who bought IndyMac did anything wrong. It's just really surprising, though, when they're making multi-billion-dollar profits on a deal that is actually costing the FDIC over $10 billion.
The banking industry finances the FDIC. Why should the average person care if the industry and not the taxpayer gets stuck with a big bill for IndyMac?
Well, you know, if their banks have to pay more in fees to recapitalize the fund, then, you know, those costs can be passed along to the consumer. So ultimately, even if they aren't paying it in taxes, they could feel it in the long run.
It's a phenomenal story, Richard. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me.
Richard Clough covers banking and finance for the Los Angeles Business Journal. And finally today, a follow-up on Carmageddon. After the feared traffic tie-up failed to materialize last weekend when Caltrans closed the 405 freeway for a major project, we asked California Report listeners to suggest a blockbuster title for next year when the 405 will be closed again. Here are some of your suggestions done up as a movie promo.
The makers of Carmageddon comes next summer's traffic blockbuster, Carmageddon 2, Auto Neurotica. Carmageddon 2, The Reckoning. Beneath the planet of the Carmageddon. On the freeways, no one can hear you scream.
Thanks to Martin Bragg, Jen Dungan, Daniel Przybylski, and Crystal Smith for those ideas. See all the names people sent in online at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Friday, July 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gelman and Paul Lancour, with additional engineering by Seal Muller. Molly Samuel and Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Julia Bernstein, Nicholas Carpenter, Bridget Bodner, and Jefferson Beavers. The editor is Dan Brecky. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. Victoria Malione is our producer, with help this week from Amy Machado. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.